Well, good morning, everybody, and a happy welcome to all, especially our FFA folks. We're so happy that you're here, and joy to be here in the good Lord's house. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was burning palms with our fourth and fifth graders, as is the tradition. You know, you burn the palms from last year to make the ashes for Ash Wednesday, and I always do it with the kiddos, and we make it into a prayer experience as well, and it's always fun to play with fire, you know. And but anyway, I was looking for a stick to kind of stir it up, you know, use a metal trash can, and I found there was only one stick, and it was right by the bench in front of the church office. So I pick it up. It was the coolest stick I ever saw. It had a claw at the top of it, and I thought that was kind of fun because I was like putting it on top of the kids' heads, you know. And then it dawned on me that isn't that sometimes how God works? You know, have you ever played like those, they have them in arcades, but they have them in restaurants and things too. Like those games that have like the claw and then all the stuffed animals that it's almost impossible to get, you know. And, but you move the thing around and then it sticks down in your head. And it dawned on me that's kind of how God works, you know. He goes down and he plucks us up and he kind of moves us where he wants us, you know, and which is so cool because God knows where we're supposed to be. You and I could have been born 500 years ago on the other side of the planet. We could have been born 100 years ago. I was watching a documentary the other day about what it was like to live in New York City in 1895. There were 1,000 people in these apartment complexes that shared 4 outhouses out back. And I thought, thank God that, you know, that I was born when I was. But we could have been, but like the hand of God is so merciful and so loving, and he knows exactly where to put us. And that's pretty cool, which is also a thing like that every single person that shows up in front of us, God put him or her there. That it's not an accident where you and I are in our life, physically, within this year, in this place. It's no accident. And it's no accident that God puts in front of us at different times in our lives different people. Sometimes it's like totally day-to-day sort of things that we could never imagine. And sometimes you pray and you pray and you pray for a certain person and then God puts them in front of you. And you think, I cannot imagine my life without this individual. Married couples experience this all of the time as they pray and pray for God to gift them a child. And then that beautiful, merciful hand plucks down a child into their lap. And it's beautiful. You know how the good Lord works. But this is the thing, too, is that God, it's so cool. In our gospel today, Jesus, this divine hand takes these three guys and plucks them up on top of a mountain with them. We have another mountaintop experience in our first reading. And in both of these moments, we see like the hand of God moving these people around and plucking them up and putting them in these experiences and giving them experiences of God's glory. And their angels are ministering to them. And they're just like in awe of Jesus. They're in awe of his. And then Jesus, this beautiful, merciful hand, he even puts Moses and Elijah, these two guys who lived like a long time ago, plucks them and drops them on the scene too. Why not? You know? And that sometimes God will do that with us too, is that it's amazing to me how sometimes I'll have a dream of a loved one who has died, and it's got like God is like plucking them back into my heart for a moment, into my vision. And God is so good. God is so good. He is in control. He lifts us up. Now, we can sometimes, when this little hand, you know, the divine claw, I'll call it, of Jesus Christ comes down and he like tries to pick us up. And sometimes we can wiggle out of it. We can try to wiggle. We can try to escape. We can try to get out of this thing. We say, no, Lord, I want to be over there. I don't want to be over there. Why are you trying to move me? You know, and sometimes we can fight, we can resist, or when that divine claw, the merciful hand of Jesus Christ comes down upon us and begins to pluck us up, we could say, I surrender. I surrender. And Lord, I will cooperate with you and your merciful plan for my life. I will surrender. Do with me what you want. That's what the saints always said. And that's what we see Peter, James, and John. It's what they said in our gospel as they cooperate with the Lord and kind of go where he calls them to go. It's what we see with Abraham and even Isaac in our first reading. This cooperation with the divine hand. And we just have to give up this illusion that we're in control of our life. That we get to decide where we go. That we get to do. God is in control. God is in control. Nothing happens by accident. And he is the one that is so good in moving us around. And the only thing that actually does in some ways control this divine claw is prayer. That prayer is like the joystick, you know, that you're moving around. And prayer is, you say, Lord, please send this sort of person into my life. Lord, please help me know what you want me to do. Lord, please direct my path. Send me this. And bless my child. Blah, blah, blah. You know, think about St. Monica. She prayed for years and years and years for her son, St. Augustine, who had become this terrible sinner. And she prayed that a friend would come into his life and set him on the right course. She said, because I apparently can't do it. And she prayed and she prayed, and then Ambrose came. Ambrose and Augustine became good friends, and Ambrose put Augustine onto the right path. It was all because of Monica's prayers, you see. And our prayers, God directs this, will direct the divine claw in powerful ways that we don't even expect. I did a funeral the week before, for a guy who, he ended up in Shelbyville because his father, he worked in the coal mines in Kentucky and found a job, a lead in Indianapolis, and their car broke down right here in Shelby County. And he stayed the night and said, well, I guess I'll go there tomorrow, find that job. And well, guess what? He stayed at this place here in Shelby County and found a place that was looking for somebody to hire and planted their life right here. Only God could have done such a thing, you know? And the divine claw will do what the divine claw wants to do. We just cooperate and we surrender and we let God put us where we need to be and put the people in our life that need to be there. And God knows. The ultimate thing is that if we cooperate enough, you know, the divine claw actually never lets go, which is the difference between the thing in the arcade and like God, is that actually as long as we surrender, as long as we cooperate with God, like he's not going to take his hand off of you. He's not going to take his hand off of us as long as we're cooperating. And if we're not trying to wiggle out by our sins and blah, blah, blah. If we cooperate, guess what? One day, that divine claw is going to lift us and it's going to keep on going, 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 all the way to heaven. Only by God's power. We don't get to heaven on our own. It's by Jesus Christ. You see, and our cooperation with him in our whole life. Praise the Lord. Let's live a life that is always in the beautiful hands of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.